Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Tampa, Florida, Salem Media Group flagship station, Tomorrow's News Tonight. As you might already know, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody, and I mean everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget about our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, our men and women out there behind the big rigs. Also, our U.S. Postal Service haulers, the bulk mail haulers that are taking the mail back and forth to the post office and whatnot. And, of course, our suicide jockeys that are out there delivering the gasoline and the diesel to the retail station so that we got gasoline to go back and forth and do the stuff we need to do on the weekend. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also happen to be on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and we're also available via our website. That would be the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, thecaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And if you can't hear us any other place, we are streaming on that website right now. The program is over there live, and then you can hear it recorded during the course of the day over there, thecaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. ThirdWatch.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have got Mary on the telephone line. Let's go right to Mary. Okay, Mary, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Denise. I wanted to say that I drove out of state recently, almost 1,000 miles, and I used a little thing called a map. And I was thinking, how much information is on that neat little map that I used to use all the time as a kid to see where we were going, because we did a lot of driving. And I got to tell you, those little things have a lot of information on them versus just punching in an address through a technology device in the car. So, again, I think technology is just dumbing down people with their reading skills, with their geography skills. They don't know a lot. They can't just get the big picture off a computer screen or a little cell phone in their car. The other thing is, who's going to arrest these, quote, protesters? It just looks like protesters are becoming big brawls between people and police anymore. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Go ahead, Denise.
You know, thank you for saying that about maps, because it's even hard to find them anymore. But, you know, I use Waze, W-A-Z-E, that app when I need to get someplace I've been before. And I find myself adjusting it because I want to pull back and get context. Instead of just said, you know, in 1.3 miles, turn right here and do this and do that. I want to see, I want to understand where I am and what it looks like. And old-fashioned Rand McNally maps tell you that. So I absolutely agree with her. And I bet you you know, this generation, this young generation, the Gen Z and whatnot, if you ask them to get someplace using a map, they probably couldn't do it. Look, as far as the protests go, people getting arrested, let's understand that we had very few that were ever arrested, just, what, 2 years ago with all the BLM destruction? And Antifa is still hard at work out there in the West. And, you know, those attacks, they just did one the other day on a GOP event. But let's remember, they were burning down a federal courthouse,
yeah.
Police stations. So there is no rule of law anymore, and there's the sad part about it. Even if there is a rule of law, people get arrested. They're out in the street with it faster than, you know, you can even imagine. So then you have a judge problem. So it's not a police problem. It's a prosecutor, the district attorney, and the judges. There's where we are.
I think when they had the problems they had in Florida, they were prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law when they caught them. I think that was one of the few states that did that.
Well, but did they get, you know, one or two or all of them? You know, therein lies the issue.
Yeah, they didn't get them all. They got a few of them, not all of them. Yep. Mm-hmm. Because they cover their own butt. They cover up for their buddies, and they take the fall. That's a sign of glory for them or something like that, I guess is the way I understand it. They don't rat on each other, so to speak. That's what they call it. They don't rat on each other. Whatever. By the way, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's been going on a long time.
Yeah. Elliot called the last hour here. Was talking about people being impeached, whether or not we were going to get enough of a majority in the House and the Senate to be able to impeach people like, say, Mayorkas. What do you think?
I think you could probably get him impeached. But I think if you could also put enough pressure on him in the midterms that he'd resign anyway.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more, folks, in the Captain America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch and my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, go over to that website. Check her out, FoundersCode.com, and check her out and see all the great things she does. Now, Geico sponsors this segment of the show. Geico, of course, is an insurance company that's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, they've been saving people money for well over 85 years right now, and they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, they insure me, too. I'm one of those 25 million people that has insurance with Geico. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. Your car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you want to cover that motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, or the RV you're driving, too. Well, they can do that. Plus, if you own a home, or if you own, if you rent, if you're a renter in an apartment or a condo, or let's say you own the condo and you get your insurance over there, you can then combine that with the car you're driving and save a boatload of money. I've done it, and it's saving me money. I save about 25% off my policy the way it's set up. Some people get more than that. Just all depends on what you have and what you want to try to insure. All right, that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to check out their local agent. They might be able to help you in some other ways that I haven't been able to tell you about here. Just give them a try and see what happens. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. During the break, we got a couple of emails here. I got one from Judy in Sarasota, and hello, Judy, and thank you very much for the nice email. And then I got one from our buddy Fred. And Fred wants to know, he was talking about, of course, Vladimir Putin and all the different little things that he was up to. And he chimed in as usual. Now, you did not get a copy of that, is that right?
What? Fred email?
Yeah.
No. All right.
All right, well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to read it, and then you can answer the question because he did put something in here. He says, thank you, Captain and Denise and guests of stature. Appreciate you being there for us. I'm part of your weekend. Great song to get us started this morning. I had the AC/DC song. You shook me all night long. Then he says, really glad to see Jen Psaki leaving the White House press secretary position. And no, I would never listen to her replacement either, period. And then we were talking about the press secretary, who has got quite a secretary, a little record of her own there, with whom she's married to, correct?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it needs to be said that Jen Psaki's really not leaving the White House.
Nope.
She's essentially the White House expert now at MSNBC. So now she has a relationship. I'm not sure that they would call it marriage, but she's in a relationship with Suzanne Malvo. Now, Suzanne Malvo has a, I don't know what her real position is over there at CNN. But that should necessarily tell you I would say the direct pipeline between the White House and CNN.
Right.
Now, Suzanne Malvo, they're just calling it a relationship. I guess they've been at it for quite a while because they actually adopted a daughter together. And it's a biracial relationship. So, now Suzanne Malvo is also French-born. So you can about imagine the conversations that the press department actually has. But Jean-Pierre, the replacement, was Joe Biden's chief of staff when he was campaigning. Which meant he was never left the house. Anyway, so yeah, you can just about imagine what the conversations are like over there.
Yeah, apparently. And I'm just thinking out loud to myself here, if these were Republicans doing this, they'd be chastised up and down the flagpole.
Well, whatever.
Different strokes for different folks, I guess.
Yeah, I think not Jean-Pierre, but Suzanne Malvo, actually, she's got a better resume, to be honest with you, than Jean-Pierre does.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, yep.
Now,
broadcast journalism.
Now, Russia has got a Victory Day event coming up. And the U.S. Embassy in Moscow has warned Americans from staying away from crowds during the Victory Day event. Do they know something we don't? Is there a specific threat?
I have not seen that, so I don't know. But this is May the 9th. It is their, I don't know, huge whatever motherland celebration. But having said that, officials are kind of on edge because while everybody's watching this yippee-skippy parade, bands are rehearsing and all this other kind of stuff, they're afraid of what is going on in Ukraine in the background. Not in the background, but going on in Ukraine being hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's kind of a... I wouldn't get too involved in watching the pomp and circumstance.
All right. Now, a couple of days ago, maybe 3 days ago now, they were very quick to come out and say, well, U.S. Intel helped us get the generals and helped us sink the ship and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And then the next day, he said, no, not so fast. U.S. Intel didn't do it. And then yesterday, they came back again in the morning and said, oh, yes, it was U.S. Intel that helped us with the generals and helped us get the Moskva ship and this, that, and the other. And then late last night, they said that our intel didn't do anything. The Ukrainians did it on their own.
Well, words matter. And the United States obviously has a lot of interesting technologies for intelligence use and military use, and they are certainly sharing it with Ukraine. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You're right.
The United States is not pulling any triggers.
Mm-hmm.
At least I don't think they are. But that doesn't mean that we're not certainly giving it to Ukraine and telling them what to do and where to do it and when to do it. And if it isn't just them, I mean, it doesn't mean that Turkey's not, we're not kind of using a proxy and saying, okay, Turkey, you help them in this or you pull this trigger. Because remember, Turkey has supplied Ukraine with drones, mm-hmm. armed drones. And we don't know really on the other side some other NATO countries. So, it is alleged, and I think it may be accurate, that Putin has lost an estimated 12 generals in the battlefield.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not doing that on their own, the Ukrainians, that is.
No, but what's happening is Ukraine is sending them back and along soldiers in body bags to their parents or to their family members.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got people that are refusing orders by the top generals.
Mm-hmm.
You got Russians that are refusing some military orders or refusing conscription. So it's kind of a mess for them.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to be a fly on the wall in the Kremlin because you might get shot at by somebody. But anyway, and real quick, it looks like Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, is warning that the Supreme Court will not be bullied.
Well, I mean, Justice Roberts said the same thing.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. Okay, there comes the music. I'll have to let you go. Look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Try it on over there. Find out all the great things that she's doing. And we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news report coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Some major retailers are limiting the sale of baby formula amid ongoing shortages. A rep for CVS saying they're only allowing customers to buy 3 baby formula products per purchase in stores and online. Walgreens issuing a similar limitation at its stores to improve inventory. Other reports show Target and Walmart are also limiting purchases. The shortage of baby formula is partly due to a major production facility in Michigan being shut down as a result of a federal investigation into reports of contaminated products. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says more than 200 Ukrainian soldiers have finished the required training on howitzers given to them by the United States. Kirby adding more than 150 additional soldiers are being trained right now. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for our military and veterans news segments on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you, train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been in business going on 80 years right now, and they have 2 campuses. The first one is the one in Clearwater, Florida, and it's right here in Tampa Bay. I'm over here on the east side, Tampa Bay in Tampa. They're over there on the west side, Clearwater on the west side of the bay. Now, the second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, the great thing about this is that if you're up in the Northeast, you've got a school that's right up there that you can go to. If you're down here in Florida, you've got a school that's here, or if you live anywhere else and you want to come to Florida, that's fine. Enjoy the lifestyle. And it takes about 14 months to get yourself certified, take the test, get your federal license, and away you go. Now, where you shorten that is if you're in the military and you're coming out of the military and you've been working on aircraft, so you are already a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, what you can do is you take a short refresher course and then you take the test, the federal exam, and if you pass that, which is just a few short months, around four or thereabouts, then you become a certified federal aviation maintenance tech and you're in business and you can go work. So that's how you shorten the line with your military experience. Now, with all that said, let me explain how this works pay-wise. Now, you should give them a call, first of all, anybody, civilian or veteran. You should give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one here in Clearwater, Florida, or the one up there in Concord, Massachusetts. And if you want to take a tour of both of them, you can do that too. Make up your mind that way as to which one you'd want to go to. And, of course, their website is always naa.edu. That's naa.edu to find out more there. But if you call them up at 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour. You'll be able to talk in person, I might add, to students taking the very same training that you'll take, as well as instructors giving the training, you know, doing the teaching of what it is that you're going to be doing. And you'll also be able to talk to the financial people, and they'll explain to you how it works. If you're a civilian, they'll explain to you about the student loan process. If you are military, they'll explain to you how you use your benefits and help you out there if you need help. Otherwise, many of you already have your paperwork, and you've already applied, and you already know what it is you can do or can't do. And that's a good thing. That means you're resourceful. It also means you'll do very well as an aircraft maintenance technician because you've already got half the battle down, paperwork. And yes, there's always paperwork. Always paperwork. Golly. Okay, so the Navy is trying to boost morale after a spike of suicides. Hate to even mention it, but golly, they've had a rash of suicides on board some of these ships. And, of course, the last one was the aircraft carrier that didn't go out to sea. And these guys were having problems. And they were doing a sea trial, I guess. And they came right back in because somebody had, well, they had three suicides in 3 days. And they came back in to find out what the hell was going on, which, you know, is really something. But anyway, is it too little too late what the Navy's doing? I don't think so. I don't think anything is ever too little too late. I think they're maybe a little late addressing the issue the way they should have. But hopefully these people will get help and they'll be able to do what they need to do. Now, the deployment is now years in the making. But after the Navy intended to push an LCS into the Sixth Fleet in 2020, which was hindered by a class-wide technical flaw that emerged, you now have the first LCS deploying to the European waters with the Sixth Fleet. There'll be more. Now, in addition, the 11th Airborne Division may replace Army Alaska. I guess they're going to be calling them the Arctic Angels. And that could soon be a big switch for the Army's 11th Airborne Division being up there in the freezing cold versus where they're coming from. We'll see. But it's just like the 10th Mountain Ranges. The reason they're up where they're at is because of the type of training they go through and what they have to do, because they are a cold weather unit. By the way, a new ruling now threatens the Coast Guard's high seas counter-drug mission. Boy, this doesn't make any sense. The Coast Guard spends more than $2 billion annually as part of the effort to stop illegal narcotics from entering the United States. And if anything, they should be given more money and maybe a few better weapons on the cutters they've got, because they're going up against some pretty powerful boats. These long-range, high-performance cigarette boats, which, by the way, are armed themselves. So, fair is fair. Fair is fair. Now, the U.S. Army in Germany has resumed training the Ukrainian forces with the focus on Western weaponry. A Ukrainian officer had an encouraging message for the contingent of U.S. soldiers that left a Ukrainian military base shortly before Russia launched its full-fledged invasion of the country in February. And I will tell you that the Ukrainians are learning very quickly on some of this heavy artillery. Plus, I saw them using the Mosquito drones last night. My friend Ricky sent me a video, and thanks for the video, Ricky, of these Mosquito drones being fired from a rocket launcher, or maybe it was a shoulder-fired Mars rocket type tube they were doing, and firing them out at tanks, at helicopters. Took down three helicopters that I could see and destroyed several tanks with this thing from probably a mile away or thereabouts. And it looked like he might have been, the operator might have been up on a hilltop, far enough away to where he couldn't be seen. And the helicopters, which I was surprised when he started firing at the tanks, the helicopters didn't respond to him quickly enough, because had they done that, they might have taken the guy out, taken him out where he was at. But then again, this shows me when they're not responding the way you think they would, that maybe they don't know what the hell they're doing. We're running into younger people that are not trained again. And I think that's what I saw. I really do. I think that's what I saw. So, there you go. By the way, before we go to break, Moss Nissan, check them out. M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com, part of Moss Family Automotive. All those Nissan dealers, Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan coming in July in Brooksville. You're going to love it. You are going to love it. Check them out and tell them the captain sent you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right. I'll be right back. Final segment coming up, and I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be today. Don't go nowhere. We are going to be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You know, I got an email here from one of our listeners that listens to Frank Silvato and myself, who's on every Monday and Friday in hour number four for two segments and sometimes three. Talk about what we talked about this week. And this is from Annie. And Annie says, as the SCOTUS prepared to release its final decision on the constitutionality of the federal government having purview over abortion rights, pro-abortion activists doxed and protested outside the justices' homes, squalling death threats on the sidewalks outside and terrorizing their families. Where is the Department of Homeland Security to combat this domestic terrorism? We heard Frank and myself talking yesterday about this. Well, again, and thank you for the question. Again, it's all up to who wants to enforce the law. Now, there is a federal law that specifically says you cannot write, you cannot speak, you cannot harass, you cannot anything. Judges that are doing what they do, which is make judgments. And I'm putting it very direct and to the point here. It's got some ifs, ands, or buts in it, but I'm putting it direct and to the point. But basically, you can't say anything or do anything to disrupt a legal procedure from a drug and the judge and the decisions that they're making. If you do, You can get yourself arrested. I looked up the fine money. It's not $5,000, it's $10,000. 1 year in jail. And no ifs, ands, or buts. It's a felony. And you can't plead down from it once the federal government charges you. So that's where we're at with that being specifically done. Now, can a state charge you with something for doing that? Sure. That's harassment, if nothing else. But, of course, you would have to come up with something else to raise the charge to the level of a felony. The other I'm telling you about starts out as a felony, and it would stay there. So there you go. Now, let's not forget that it's been a busy week for little old shorts. Alejandro Mayorkas. He's a new breed of cat. He has no statutory authority to do what he's trying to do with the group, the Disinformation Governance Board. He has no statutory authority at all to put that together. There's nothing there. He's doing something on his own, which, by the way, I believe if it's going to be challenged, which I think it is, by Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, and West Virginia. They're all challenging the DHS on whether or not they have the authority to do this and operate the way they say they're going to operate. I don't think they do, based on the research I've been doing. And I think the feds know it. Now, Mayorkas called it unacceptable and downright alarming encroachment on the civil rights of free expression. The Republican Attorney General specified in a letter that this would have a chilling effect on other cases around the country, nationwide. They said, and I quote, "Americans will hesitate before they voice their constitutionally protected opinions, knowing that the government's censors may be watching, and some will decide that it's safer to keep their opinions to themselves." Now, Republican members of Congress have already called for the board to be disbanded before attorney generals threaten legal action in their latest message. And I believe they're right, and I believe Mr. Mayorkas is totally up the wrong end of the ladder here. Totally. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully they'll be able to work this out, and that'll take care of that, hopefully. We'll know soon. By the way, did you hear about Chuck Todd? Meet the Press Daily. They're going to move it from MSNBC on the network to a network streaming service, NBC News Now. Now, this will start on January the 6th. His daily show will stream as Meet the Press Now, making the latest effort to expand the offerings of the free platform. Todd has moderated Sunday's Meet the Press, the longest-running show in TV history, since 2014, when he launched the spinoff Meet the Press Daily on MSNBC. Now, starting in 2015 with a late-afternoon dose of D.C. newsmakers, the show moved to its early afternoon time slot in 2020. Now, the one-hour MTP Daily has been trailing its cable news rivals and total viewers, and especially in the 25 to 54 demo, where it averaged over 681,000 total viewers back in April, according to Nielsen. However, Fox News, America Reports, has won the slot, drawing an average of 1.6 million over its two-hour time frame. And CNN, where is CNN when you need them? Well, CNN was posting 776 viewers for their two-hour time slot for the CNN newsroom with Anna Cabrera. So that's where they were at. Last place, of course, was NBC and MSNBC. And, of course, they don't like being there. So they're going to change. Good for them. Will it work? Don't know. I don't watch MSNBC for anything, except to laugh when I know there's something funny going on. But I don't watch it at all. I don't give them the time of day. I really don't. I think it's a waste of time. And the reason I think it's a waste of time is because of the fact that they never are saying anything that I don't already know. So why do I want to watch what I've already talked about? It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, let's wrap things up this way. J.D. Vance, of course, winning the Ohio State Senate nomination. Good job there. Tim Ryan winning the Ohio Senate nomination on the Democratic side. Good job there. It's going to be interesting watching Ryan go up against Vance in the debates. And there was a decade-high number of incumbent defeats in the Indiana state legislative primaries, where six members of Indiana state legislature, one senator and five representatives, lost their reelection to primary challengers on Tuesday. How about that? That could be a sign of things to come. These are the long-time folks that have been there, and they voted them out. Now, according to the latest vacancy from the U.S. courts, there are 38 announced upcoming vacancies in Article III judgeships. These positions are not yet vacant, but they will be at some point. The vacancies will result from judges choosing to retire or assume senior status. In the meantime, these judges continue to serve in their current positions. And you've got President Joe Biden, his approval rating at 41%, and the congressional approval rating at 27% right now. Well, by the way, don't forget MyPillow. Check it out over the weekend. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, offering the buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow, because right now you can get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more, total of 14 items. Just go to the Radio Listener page, Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, and use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And by the way, you'll also receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, folks, I'm going to be at the gun show over at Largo. Hope to see you there. I'm going to have a couple of special guests with me. You'll have to show up to see who the guests are. I'm not going to tell you. I'll see you over there. God bless America. I'll be in Largo. Bye-bye.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.